Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the star of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. The title is Murshid Sayyid Al-Khasi Dua.
Saqiya Jame Ulfat Pila De Meri Islah Ki Bhi Dua De Saqiya Jame Ulfat Pila De میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا ما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable Lada Sheikh Arif Billah Rume Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas Sahab Nawar Allah Marqadahu, which is a very important dua that we should be making in our life, and that is the object and purpose Allah Ta'ala has sent us here, and Allah Ta'ala has made it very, very easy that Allah has commanded us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Allah has sent us in this world to gain a great gift of taqwa. In other words, get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to get this, Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that daily make this dua, and then Allah ta'ala has made it, these mubarak majalis of our shaykh, and the majalis of the ahlullah, this is how you will get connected to Allah. Allah ta'ala teaches us daily in Surah Al-Fatiha, beg Allah Ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Allah put us on the straight path that we reach you directly. And how to get that? Allah says, you're asking for that? Just follow this path. Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. Hold the hand of one of the great men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if so to say your eyes are closed, you'll find you'll reach Allah ta'ala. But our object and purpose, we must be sincere, myself and all of us. So Hazrat says, Murshid said, darkhasi dua. That you come here to the majlis of the Ahlullah. One is, we come here for the pleasure of Allah, for my Islah. Then beg and ask our Shaykh also to make dua for us. And Allah Ta'ala has brought us here because Allah wants to make us His friends. So Hazrat is saying that when you come to the majalis of your Shaykh, then come with an empty heart, that I've got nothing in my heart. And my Shaykh is that great spiritual doctor that will connect me to Allah. And come with this open heart and then beg Allah Ta'ala before we come also. And then ask our Shaykh also to make dua for us. That Saqiya Jami Ulfat Piladi. Meri Islah ki bhi dua de. That the real drink is not what people are getting in the taverns. Or sadly today, we might be not going to the taverns, but we enjoy all the filthy drinks of Coca-Cola and all those drinks. The real drink is where you will get in the company of your Shaykh. And that is why the Mashayikh have turned it so beautifully. Shaqi Asaqiya. That here you're getting the one who's giving you the great, the beautiful drinks. And that is our Shaykh. And what drink he is giving us? Jami Ulfat. The drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each one according to our capacity. But what, how we come to our Shaykh, what intention we come with, and what eagerness, that is how much we will get. And we find it has been proven that people that were lost in all the doldrums of tyranny, oppression, in all the taverns, they came in the company of the Mashayikh, just one majlis in few minutes, and how their life changed. And they realized this is the drink that we really need. And one is the drink that is the majlis of Hazrat, even if it is a silent majlis. But Hazrat is giving us such important advices, not in Hazrat begging us that please bring it in our lives, myself, which is zero in that. But Hazrat, then Hazrat is teaching us together with that, may the Islah ki bi dua de. That, oh my Shaykh, make dua for our Islah also. And Hazrat is making dua for our Islah. And we have to be making that effort, that what we learn here, myself, we have to be bringing it into our lives. And what is we are being taught here, Mere Mola se mujhko mila de, aur gunaho se mujhse chura de. That join me up and let me get this nisbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here we will get the nisbat of Allah. But Hazrat explains in another poem, that outwardly you can be thinking you are great wali of Allah, but guna will take you far away from Allah Ta'ala. And this is what Hazrat is teaching us here, that guna se mujhko chura de. That put that hatred of guna in my heart, that I don't even want to hear about guna, forget going near that. And that is, alhamdulillah, that is what we get in this in the majalis of our Shaykh. That is the real medicine that we have to take. The medicine of getting this connection with Allah is to stay away from sin. And daily we have to make this intention. We don't make the intention in the morning that, oh Allah, I promise to obey all your commands, and particularly I'll control my eyes, I'll control my heart, and beg Allah to help us. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. And Allah Akbar, our Dada Shaykh has said a beautiful point that I just heard today in one clip. That Hazrat says, when you say, Ya Allah, I want to protect my eyes, then there you don't say inshallah. Because Allah wants us to protect our eyes. There we have to say, Allah help me in protecting our eyes. In good, we don't say, inshallah, we'll do this good. Allah wants us to stay away from sin, to stay away from haram, and to do the good. So how important is it from the majalis of the Ahlullah? These very fine points we have to learn, and myself bring it into our life. And not just that I leave out sin, which a person thinks is enjoying life with sin, but he's all the time in misery. He's never at ease that somebody mustn't see me. And then, so Hazrat says, not only must you leave, come here and get that, take that medicine to leave sin, but mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se. Roko meri aise dawa de. Give me such a medicine that I just hate to commit sin. Forget hate to commit sin, to hear about sin also. And as our Messiah, they hear and they know we're involved in sin and the pain they get and we don't realize. So this is the pain of the Ummah, that how can we, they're pulling us away from the disobedience of Allah and the medicine we are getting, that make our zikr regularly and attend the majalis and see if we do what we have to be doing, then how Allah Ta'ala will give us the strength. As Hakimul Ummah Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, Allah has given every person such a power that if you use this power, Allah will give you the army of malaika to support you. And what is that? That firm intention and that courage. Allah has given everybody that. We make an intention in the morning, Ya Allah, I make a firm intention that I'm going to use my courage to stay away from haram. And then Hazrat explains, there are two armies we can choose, which one we want. The army of shaitan, what every person, the army of the malaika, what every person. If you make a firm intention, now shaitan will never able to mislead you, because the malaika on your side. And if you don't make that firm intention, and you say, I'm weak, I can't manage, Hazrat says, you are telling a lie. Allah has given every person that firm courage. We just have to use our courage. Then shaitan will never able, where can shaitan overpower the malaika, the malaika's army? So Allah give me first of all, and all of us, that this is what we should be begging from Allah Ta'ala, and that is why Allah brought us here, to take this medicine. And then when we take this medicine, obviously we are not angels, we are not Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam aliyazu billah. Besides them, all that Allah Ta'ala has made it, that Allah has put the qaza of sin in our hearts. But ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka, ho na maghloob himmat khuda de. That the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives them such courage when they use it, that now Allah makes them, protect them from sin. And if that desire comes, which will come, it will even come to a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then we beg Allah ta'ala, and through the barakat of our shaykh and his majalis, that oh Allah, don't let me get overpowered. That the taqaza will come. And as our dada shaykh explained, and Hazrat explained, if you don't have the desire that is Allah has made, that if you don't have desire for son, you can't become the wali of Allah. The desire will come, but Allah has given us that courage with his strong brakes. You want to drive a fast car, and you say that I don't have power brakes. So like that, we have to use our brakes on the occasion that we're going to, yeah, car, you'll just, Allah Ta'ala save us, you go into the Qabristan. Yeah, if we don't use our brakes, our iman will go. Where will we end up? Allah save me, all of us. Apni ah, seher mein yeh kehna, yeh khuda apni kamil rada de. And why did Allah send us here? That now when you get this courage from our shaykh, from the mashayikh, and you stay away from guna, now automatically, middle of the night, your eyes will open up. And mashayikh, they are getting up at that time, and they're thinking of all of us, and they make dua for us. But we also have to cry and beg Allah Ta'ala, that apni ah, seher mein, that in the time of tahajjud, take out a deep sighs. Ah, Allah, you gave me this life to get connected to you. And where am I getting connected to shaitan? And I go to majlis and still I'm not taking the medicine. And I'm still involved in sin. Oh Allah, please save me. And what is the object of these majalis? Eh khuda apne kamil rada de. Oh Allah, give me your complete, perfect happiness. And that is what is ridwanu min Allah akbar. The greatest thing is the happiness of Allah. The mashayikh, they make dua, Ya Allah, that moment when you're extremely happy with me, take my soul at that time. What an honorable thing. Chain ki neen mujhko sula de, khwab ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. Then you'll see when you come to the qabr, you'll get a peaceful rest there. And then, so in qabr, as our mashayikh teach us, that dunya mehnat karne ki jaga hai. But we have just misunderstood what mehnat. Everybody running a rat race behind dunya. The mehnat is that how we get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we have to worry about ourselves and save the whole ummah from getting lost in the wrong direction. And today, like we're living in a dream world, and a real dream world, that everybody is just fantasizing of everything. So Allah, let me get that connection with you. And when I reach the qabr, I reach in such a way that all the dream that I had, I realized that was a dream. And we shouldn't be like that. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, An-nasu niyamun, fa-iza matu intabahu. That we're living in a dream world. When Malakul Maut comes, then we're shocked, then it's too late. So here it is time that we come and take the medicine from our Shaykh, myself, and all of us. And Allah, wake us up from our dream in this world already. And then we'll see the results in the qabr. Jazb se mushku e meri malik, ehle taqwa karam se banade. And Hazrat is teaching us one stage higher. This is the mehnat, and we are weak. We call, but Allah's kindness is such, Allah yajtavi man yasha ilayhi man yuneeb. That one is, we come to the majalis, we beg for du'as also, we try, but we can never get connected to Allah. And one is that way that Allah says, that I just pull like a magnet, who Allah desires, man yasha. So our Shaykh teaches us, they say, Ya Allah, make me amongst those that you desire. And just pull me like a magnet, that I don't go any direction away from you. And make me amongst the people of taqwa, the very, very pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only apne karam se, out of Allah's kindness. We don't deserve it in the least, but Hazrat teaches us also, that agar tu chai hame hai karam aapka. Oh Allah, if you have chosen us to sit in this Mubarak Majlis, it's only your kindness. It's nothing of us, and I don't deserve it in the least, but, and finally, what all the Hazrat teaches us, that never ever think that I'm okay. Till the last moment, and till we don't reach Allah Ta'ala, apne afdar ko ruswa na karna. Uske aibo ko ya rab chupa de. That, oh Allah, Hazrat is saying this out of teaching us also, but out of humbleness, that we should learn, never ever think as our Hazrat teaches us. We can be shaykhul mashayikh. One moment we become unmindful of our Islam, and then what will happen on the day of Qiyamah? Yawma tubla sarair. When the secrets will be opened up, so Hazrat is saying, Ya Allah, don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. And Allahu Akbar, the friend of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, it's impossible that Allah Ta'ala will ever disgrace or the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. But Ibrahim alayhi salam is making the dua, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, don't disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. And this is what is the Islam all about. That every minute a person is worried that I mustn't be disgraced. We worried not be to be disgraced in this world. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah? So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. And as Hazrat has taught us also, you get up in the morning, then make the, after you read your dua, make this muraqaba also. Ya Sattarul Uyub. Oh Allah, you have covered my faults at night. And why Allah is covering our faults? Because Allah is Ghaffarul Zunub. Allah wants to forgive us. So when Allah wants to forgive us, then stay away from guna. And like that, Allah will cover our faults, inshallah, through the barakah of our mashayikh. Allah will cover our faults on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah give us tawfiq that we get, take this medicine and beg ourselves for our du'as for Islam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem amma ba'd. We're reading the chapter from the kitab of Hayatul Muslimin, Fazl Hakim al-Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayh. This chapter was regarding the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in many ayats of the Qur'an al-Kareem, different commands regarding zikr. In one place Allah ta'ala says, that O people of Iman, remember Allah ta'ala in abundance. In another verse Allah says, O people of Iman, do not allow your wealth and your children to divert you from the remembrance, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Qur'an al-Majid Allah says, and remember the name of your Rabb, and turn yourself in entirety towards Him. Another ayat of the Qur'an Allah says, verily he who has purified himself, that is from evil practices and beliefs, and he remembers the name of his Rabb, and he performs Salat, he has achieved the goal of success and salvation. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrate, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the angels surround those people who sit down to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The mercy of Allah descends on them, and peace descends upon them. Another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the comparison between a man who makes zikr of Allah Ta'ala and one who does not make zikr is like the comparison of between a living person and a dead person. The one who engages in zikr has been compared to a living person because the existence of the ruh, the soul, is in fact the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. The one who refrains from zikr has been compared to a dead person. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am with my servant when he remembers me. When he remembers me in his heart, I remember him in my heart, I too remember him in me. When he remembers me in a gathering, I remember and mention him in a superior gathering. That is the assembly of the malaika and the anbiya. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you pass by the gardens of Jannah, eat of its fruits. People asked, what are the gardens of Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the gatherings of zikr. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, Allah ta'ala brings down loss on a man who sits in some place without engaging in zikr, and on a man who lays down in some place without engaging in zikr. So any place a person he sits, or any place he lies down, or is moving, and Allah's name is not taken in that place, and is actually lost for a person. The exhortation in this hadith is to engage constantly in zikr in all conditions and circumstances. Once a person came to Nabi alayhi salam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the laws of Islam are numerous for me. He was referring to nafal actions. Instruct me in something which I may easily adhere to. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, maintain your tongue always fresh with the zikr of Allah ta'ala. Note, the optional nafal acts of tawab in Islam are numerous. A very great variety of nafal practices exist for gaining tawab in the proximity of Allah ta'ala. The sahabi was referring to these numerous practices which he found somewhat difficult. He therefore wished for a simple practice which he could easily adhere to, while at the same time not missing out on the great thawab which is attendant to other acts of nafal ibadat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed him that constant zikr of Allah ta'ala was such an act. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the one who will be the most noblest amongst people on the day of Qiyamah and the closest to Allah ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those men and women who remember Allah ta'ala in abundance. Someone asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about the one who wages jihad in the path of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who engages in constant zikr of Allah ta'ala is superior in rank to the one who wages jihad, even if he fights so vehemently against the kuffar and mushrikeen that his sword breaks, and even if he is dyed red in blood. The reason for the superiority of the zakir, the one who makes zikr, over the mujahid is obvious. Jihad is waged purely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, just like how wuzu is performed for the sake of salat. In the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, the believers are those who establish salat, and we grant them power on the earth. The basis of jihad is therefore zikrullah. This being the actual aim, its superiority should be apparent. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everything has a polish, and the polish of the heart is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration he has mentioned, shaitan sits glued to the heart of man. When man makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan moves off. And when man is negligent of Allah ta'ala's zikr, then shaitan casts evil whisperings and thoughts in the heart of man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to continue singing the zikr of Allah ta'ala.